Neville Goddard said, dwelling on past irritations or hurts perpetuates them and creates a vicious circle that serves to confirm these negative emotions. The circle can be broken by starting now to revise anything that you no longer wish to sustain in your world. By revising the past, you rid yourself of any effect that it may have on your future. Revision is truly the key that can be used to unlock the doors that have kept you trapped in a particular state. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right. That is Neville Goddard. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the free Neville Goddard podcast. Right now, we're doing a cool little experiment. We're doing one quote a day. Such good fun. We're going to do either 30, 60, or 90 of these. We will find out, and so will you. And who knows? It may become a permanent thing. And that's what I like about doing 30, 60, 90-day experiments, because what if you, for 30 days, instead of dwelling on past irritations or hurts, what if you revise them? Let that sink in, because what if for the next 30 days, you don't have to do this for the rest of your life, though I suspect you strongly will. You see, when I find something to be both pleasurable and profitable, I continue doing it. Call me crazy. But I tend to digress, don't I? Dwelling on past irritations or hurts perpetuates them and creates a vicious cycle that serves to confirm these negative emotions. What does Neville say to do? Revise the past. Now, here's the cool thing. We're going to pull some stuff out of this first paragraph that I bet you nobody in your entire life, including that guy that has the big old whiteboard that explains things really slow and monotonously like you're 3 years old. God, seriously, I get it. Ready? Dwelling on past irritations or hurts perpetuates them. Where else does Neville use that word, dwelling? He says the state that you most commonly return to is your dwelling place. So one of the things that I notice is I don't have to fight like hell to stay in my state. All I got to do is have a giggle and return to it if I notice that I've slipped. If you've slipped, if you've fallen, stand back up. Don't make it a big deal. I had a Rent My Brain client this week who's making it a big deal. He keeps slipping. And I say, you keep standing up. But here's the thing. Revise making it a big deal. Revise letting it be something that happens daily. Imagine how lovely it is to simply dwell, not on past irritations or hurts, or when you screw up. What if you dwelled upon, you know what? I've imagined, and here's what I told him. I said, listen, you imagine something that had you be born in a country that speaks English. You've got a debit card, an iMac, a nice car. You've dated a pretty girl once or twice. It's time for some attitude, buckwheat. Dwelling on past irritations. What if you decided instead to dwell upon past pleasures? Not as if they're over. We did a thing on the show this past week about that. You don't yearn for your younger days. Yep, when I was younger, I was sexy and cool and smarter. See, here's what I do. You see, if I dwell upon yesterday's irritations, boy, I was stiff when I got up. Radio. Yeah, that's really going to have me be stiff or stiffer today. On the other hand, if I dwell on what it feels like, because memory is imagination, if I remember, if I experience what it's like to bound out of bed, if I experience what it feels like to be passionately productive, see, where are you dwelling? Here's the big thing. Where do you want to dwell? Put that in your past. You want to be passionately productive and you've been a procrastinator? Go back to the last time you procrastinated. and revise that into being passionately productive. How would you do that? You could imagine what implies you were and celebrate that success. You'll notice I'm not giving you a step-by-step today. I'm letting you be something really cool called exploring. I want you to explore. I want you to experiment. Where exactly should I revise, Mr. 20? Only you can discover that. I can give you some guidance. But here's the deal, gang. You get to stop dwelling on past irritations or hurts, unless you like the vicious circle. Revise. One more. We did a really cool call called Rapid Revision Secrets. It's a live call recording, Rapid Revision Secrets. You can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Could you imagine being in a room with 10 of us and we're exploring Rapid Revision Secrets? We're exploring the people in the room and how else they can revise. I want you to get the gold there, because it's one thing for me to tell you about stuff. It's another thing for me to lead you through it and demonstrate it live in a group. If you think that'd be fun, go get the recording, Rapid Revision Secrets, and you can get that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. That's NevilleGoddardStore.com. Because like Neville said, be transformed by a renewing of your mind. You can renew it. It's smaller than you. You're bigger than your mind, your body, your emotions. Your awareness of being is God. And when you get all of your wishes, all of your fears, all of your desires are smaller than you. When you get your mind, your body, your emotions are what you give life to, your entire life changes. So for fun, if you want to have some fun with that recording, here's my suggestion. Instead of imagining another time, oh, I can't afford it. He's always asking for money. Radio. Maybe that's true. But it doesn't have to be. Because you could be going, wow, you know what? I'm always investing in me. You could revise the last time you complained about maybe tomorrow. I got to make sure I have enough money for my daily, skinny latte that costs $7 a day. Radio. By the way, I actually did that once. I went from drinking the fancy ass coffee every day to the cheap ass coffee every day. Still got a good coffee. I mean, Starbucks is Starbucks, but when you can get a cheap one versus an expensive one, that's how I started out. All right, revise what you need. Revise yourself into an investor, not a spender. How could you do that? As we go into the science. So years and years ago, I got ambushed by Oopy Hall. I don't even know if the guy's still alive. But Oopy Hall ambushed me behind the IGM market in Scottsdale, Pennsylvania. He came up, he asked a question. A lot of muggers do that. They'll say, hey, what are you doing kissing my girlfriend? I'm like, well, who's your girlfriend? I wasn't kissing her. Bam! While I answered the question, he's lighting me up. My dad took me to the hospital for that. They gave me a tetanus shot. I have no idea why. My dad was furious. And you know what? This shook me to my core, because I was a yellow belt or a blue belt at the time. And Oopy just took me right out. He was a big old fat mugger. And you know what? I never forgot that. But I did revise it. Because I revised it. The Oopy came over and he started this stuff. And I easily took him out. Without having to hurt him. And I did it because of what I imagined differently about me. I got picked on all my life. And getting picked on all my life, even though I was a yellow belt or a blue belt in Kempo, I still froze up, just like I did time after time after time after time after time as when I was untrained. And so I revised what happened with Oopie. I revised what happened before with Oopie. Right? I imagined what happened when Denise, some of the other girls would pick on me, some of the guys when Gary would pick on me. I revised some of that. A little bit of play goes a long way, and that's what I want you to get today. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. If you got gold today, Rapid Revision Secrets, go get it at NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.